I don't know why it took me so long. I live very close by, and I've watched it going up, and then when it was finished, it took me a long time before I came in here. But I'm so glad that I did, and I will come here again, because I had too short a time to look at the art that is on display, and I had to move around the sculpture garden and this beautiful wetland that they have here far too quickly. I like to think of myself as a museum aficionado. When I travel overseas, I tend to build, particularly the urban trips, around famous museums with famous collections. And obviously this doesn't compete in terms of the size and history of its collection. But it is a fantastic place to visit. And what art is on display is the kind of art that makes you want to understand, that engages you, that reaches into your heart and into your soul and into your mind. Carl Knell is my next guest. And Carl, in addition to being a really important local artist himself, whose work is represented in very prestigious galleries overseas, is also the senior advising curator for the Norval Foundation. How do you fit that on your business card, Carl?
That's long.
Were you involved from the beginning?
Yes, Louis Norval and his partner Marilee Foster came to me with the initial plans of the foundation to be built here at Steenberg, and it was very beautiful, small design, but I said to them, had they visited some of the private museums around the world, and neither of them had, so I said, well, they should really go and look. So Louis said to me, well, take us. So,
of course you said no. What a ridiculous idea.
So, you know, it was a matter of going to visit major private museums like Louisiana in Copenhagen, Nabila in Basel, and taking them to the Louvre to show them how to light and display, and to Tate Modern to show them how not to light. And, you know, so we all learn along the way, and they both have very sharp eyes, understanding of spaces, and they immediately got what a major small contemporary museum should look like. And so with DHK, the architectural firm here in Cape Town, we worked on redesigning the building, which became much bigger, more ambitious, and
I bet they're a couple. Thank you for that.
And so, you know, it is a small state-of-the-art museum here in South Africa, which forms a very beautiful relationship with Zeitzmoker, in the sense that Zeitzmoker looks at the at contemporary and pan-African, and here at Norval we look at the historic, modern, and contemporary. So it creates a good equation.
Okay, because that's the sort of very broad vision. I was going to ask you what kind of art does the Norval Foundation want to put on display, and why?
Well, I suppose we are trying to look at the backlog of exhibitions that should have happened in the last 10 years or so, and try to address some of those issues, and around the publications related to that material. For instance, for the opening exhibition, we showed the work of Eduardo Villa from 1958 to 68. In relation to his work, we showed the work of Kumalo and Lachai, the two great black sculptors.
I was walking up and down the corridor looking at these Kumalos and looking for CCTV cameras, wondering whether I could slip one of those beautiful bronzes into my pocket.
And they truly are great sculptors, and in both their lives, neither of them had a retrospective, and never since. So these were the first two retrospectives of their work, and it was a very important moment in the relationship between Kumalo, Lachai, and Villa in a South Africa that was very divided racially. And one sees this community between the artists, and each of them learning from each other.
And I mean, there's a Scotness, a Cecil Scotness on the wall very close to where we're broadcasting from. Yes. The restaurant is called the Scotness Restaurant. And, of course, Kumalo did his initial teaching with, or his learning with, Cecil.
So that's correct. So Scotness taught both Kumalo and the Chai, and then he introduced them to Eduardo Villa, who taught them how to work with plaster and with the armatures. And Scott Ness also introduced them to Egon Gunter, the great dealer.
One of the exhibitions on at the moment, Mamakgabo Mapula Helen Sibidi, an artist that I was only vaguely aware of, but the power in that work, the color and the shapes and the depth and the spirituality of them and the Africanness of them. Yes. I mean, it's just that room. I could spend a couple of hours in just in that room.
Well, it is so special to honor Helen Sibidi. She is a woman in her early 70s. She has spent a lifetime painting, and her work really reflects the difficulties of moving from a rural environment to an urban environment, and then you see this shift in her work from the idyllic background, which she came from in the Hammanskraal area, to the violent, the visual violence of living in Boipatong, and then in her later work going back to many of the spiritual deep-seated ideas which underpin her society. And so it's so important to be able to see the range within her work and the great beauty that is there.
And then the four rooms, I think it is, four or five rooms, plus the corridor that's devoted to Wim Buerter's exhibition. I mean, there's some very powerful and disturbing work on display there. And yet also, there are these tiny, the studies from which the bigger works were made, and the exquisite penmanship, draftsmanship, yes, of those small studies. And I've heard about the Mille Pieta. This is his version of the very famous, woman with child, the Pieta. And he's made it out of millimil. And it's to see it in three dimensions is quite staggering.
Well, you know, I think his work really, as a young Afrikaner, looks back at his own cultural upbringing, and I suppose at the ethos of the country in which we've grown up in, where there has been this powerful patriarchy. And so much of his work looks at the symbols of patriarchy and challenges the society in which he has grown up, as well as looking at great art that has appeared in Europe over centuries. I mean, the image of the Pietà we all know, and in some ways translating it into Millepap and placing it on a scaffolding really questions its values and its longevity. So there's an irony and a wit within the work. And we see that in the crucifix carved of Bibles, which are stacked together, Bibles in the 11 official languages, which is then carved with a chainsaw. And it's very beautifully carved, but of course it is beautiful and it is challenging. Many people find it very offensive that a Bible should be damaged. But it then becomes this Christ image, which of course within Calvinist culture relates to Catholicism. So he drops the sculpture into the car festival as a provocation. And we see much of his work really on the show as a form of provocation and deep thinking around art and value systems.
And you're working on an exhibition which is going to be the next exhibition here, David Goldblatt's paintings of the mining communities around Johannesburg. And with that, you're going to be using text from Nadine Gordimer's works.
That's right. So, so David Goldblatt was actually a photographer, and he is one of the great chronicler of South African history and of, I suppose, the social milieu on the deepest level. And this body of work on the mines is central to his lifelong work. Goldblatt died a few months ago. And so this exhibition honors him. And it is related to a particular text that Gordimer wrote for the original publication On the Mines. So the exhibition looks at some way at this relationship between him as our great photographer and artist and her as the Nobel laureate writer.
And can't wait for that. When does it start?
So that will be in early February, and it'll open more or less at the same time as the Cape Town Art Fair. But what is important is that with these changing shows, there is, I think, Louis Norville's hope that this museum is pleasurable.
It is.
And that people, if once you've been here, that you will come back, and that it is child-friendly, and that there is the garden which you spoke about, and a play area for them, and
a
restaurant.
And they've got a wonderful program of activities over Christmas for the young ones.
You know, so one can come and eat, children can play, one can look at the exhibitions, and so it is a full-rounded experience.
Thank you very much to Carl Nell, Senior Advising Curator for the Norville Foundation.